How many times have you and I heard the Christmas story? Dozens? Hundreds? Maybe thousands of times? As we hear the Christmas story again, let's listen for the glory behind the story. Bethlehem's story. Consider the story of Bethlehem, a small and otherwise unremarkable town a few miles from Jerusalem. Bethlehem had been the setting for the romance of Boaz and Ruth. Years later, it was home to a man named Jesse and a house full of sons. Jesse's youngest boy was a ruddy-faced shepherd named David who would grow up to slay a giant and to become Israel's most beloved king. But these days, Bethlehem was known mainly for the flocks of sheep that supplied lambs for the sacrifices at the temple. When Caesar Augustus required every citizen in the Roman Empire to return to their ancestral home to be counted and taxed, the small village of Bethlehem became a bustling city overnight. So it was to David's town that a man named Joseph and his pregnant fiancée journeyed, for both of them were of the house and the line of David. The prophet Micah had foretold that this unlikely place would be the scene for the most remarkable birth in history. He said, "But you, Bethlehem, even though you are insignificant among the towns of Judah, from you will come one the Lord has chosen to rule the nation, one whose origins are ancient. Like a shepherd taking care of his sheep, this ruler will lead and care for his people by the power and glorious name of the Lord his God. Little Bethlehem will witness God's glory."
Gift to you is given this night. What leads the wise from miles away and draws the heart.
Christ's light sets you apart. My hope is shining from afar. My love would trade a kingly crown, would in your stable nestle down. This night has all the earth has slept, a promise has with you been kept.
Death, 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 oh death, 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 tonight how still we see you lie. Death, 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 oh death, 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 the hosts of heaven share the sigh. Above you
story. Consider the story of the angels. God had created them long before he made humanity. The Bible records that a third of the angels, led by Satan himself, rebelled against the Lord. They were expelled from heaven and destined for destruction. God's faithful angels had seen Adam and Eve fall. They had witnessed the heartbreaking destruction of the flood. They saw God make covenants with Abraham and Moses, only to have Israel and her leaders forsake their vows time and again. But through it all, the angels witnessed God's unwavering pledge to send a Messiah, not only to deliver humanity from the penalty of its sins, but to give men and women new, faithful hearts. In this place, on this night, the voices of an army of angels, a multitude of the heavenly host, will thunder across this quiet Judean hillside. The glory of the Lord will shine like the noonday sun, terrifying shepherds who are guarding their sheep. The angels just can't help themselves because tonight they are witnessing God's glorious promise prevailing over darkness and despair. No wonder the angels sing.
Now sing, pray.
the shepherd story. To be a shepherd wasn't all bad. After all, Moses had been a shepherd. King David had been a shepherd. But the shepherds who watched their sheep on this night were anything but royal. Their work was lonely, smelly, and dangerous. Lions and tigers and bears, oh my. They were poor men, living out beyond the edge of town, staying awake by counting sheep. But on this night, the high King of Heaven chooses to tell them a story. In a feed trough, they will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes. He will be the greatest shepherd ever. He will feed and guide his flock, ultimately laying down his life for his lambs. The angels command these men to search out the newborn and his parents, to witness God's story unfolding right before their eyes. The Wise Men's Story. Consider the story of the wise men who come from the east. Whether there are three magi or more, we don't know. Whether they are astronomers or astrologers, we don't know. We're not even told if they worship the God of the Jews. We do know that something stirs deep within them when they see a special star rising in the heavens. They leave their homeland, risking everything to come and bring gifts to a newborn king. Along the way, they stop in Jerusalem to ask where they might find the child. King Herod, fearing for his throne, gives the wise men secret instructions to report back when the baby is found so that he too might come and worship. The Magi follow the star to the place where Jesus lay, but are warned in a dream to return home a different way. Herod, angered by their betrayal, orders all the baby boys in the region, 2 years of age and under, killed. This is not a sentimental fairy tale. No. The real Christmas story is filled with Eastern astrologers, murderous politicians, and weeping parents. The superstitious, the scheming, and the inconsolable. And yet, the story of the Magi shows that God is calling everyone from every nation and every walk of life to lay their crowns at the cradle of the greatest king who will ever reign.
Star to a place unexpected. Would you believe, after all we've projected, a child in a manger?
Lowly and small, the weakest of all, unlikeliest hero, wrapped in his mother's shawl, just a child. Is this who we've waited for?
How many kings stepped down from their thrones? How many lords have abandoned their homes? How many greats have become the least for me? And how many gods have poured out their hearts to romance a world that is torn all apart? How many fathers gave up their sons for thee? Bringing out gifts for the newborn Savior, all that we have, whether costly or meek, because we believe. Oh, for his honor and frankincense, for his pleasure and birth, for the cross he'll suffer. Do you believe? This is who we've waited for.
Mary's story. Consider Mary's story. She's barely a woman, and yet now she's a mom. She and Joseph are not the happy couple pictured on the Christmas card. The news of her pregnancy has shattered his trust in her. If an angel hadn't appeared to Joseph in a dream, he would have had their engagement annulled. In their hometown, Mary and Joseph are the subject of gossip and scandal. As they make their way into Bethlehem, the eyes of strangers ask questions that no human can answer. And yet, Mary's heart overflows with the glory of the good news, for she knows that the child she will deliver will one day deliver the world. Your story. Once again, we've heard the story of Christmas, of wise men and kings, angels and shepherds, Mary and Joseph and a baby. And yet, you can hear the story, but still miss the glory. The glory of Christmas is that God invites you and me into His story. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. Everyone who believes in him will not perish, but live forever with God. What about you? Will you let his story become yours? Will you welcome him into your life, your heart, this Christmas? We invite you to stand and join us as we worship Jesus Christ, our newborn King.
It came.